Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you thought holding a door open for somebody, maybe a lady, or it makes you the perfect gentleman, well, you have a thing or two to learn. In fact, you have 39 things you need to take heed of, because that's the number on a new list apparently required to be a modern man of honour. This list, edited by etiquette expert William Hansen, has appeared in the latest Country Life magazine, and it lists all the 39 steps that you need to incorporate to your life if you want to become a true gent. When we were talking about this in the office today, we said, who are we going to talk to? We want to try and find the perfect gentleman. And 98FM presenter and singer Luke Thomas's name was mentioned time and time again. So, Luke, I'm told you are the true gent.
When I'm in the suit, I look like a true gent anyway. You know, when I'm looking at this list, however, I'm scratching my head, you know.
It's a bit bizarre, isn't it?
It is a bit bizarre. And I don't know, Andrea, if it comes with age, if you are perceived as a gentleman when you get to a certain age as a man.
Oh, you think it's an older thing?
I do. You know, I haven't been called a gentleman till I was at least 30, 33, 35 years of age. Yes, but as a younger man, absolutely not. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, what they tell us today is that if you write prompt and pity thank you letters, never runs for things in public, learns and uses the waiter's name, is a good kisser, enjoys gin in a tumbler, not a balloon glass, listens more than he speaks, doesn't modify restaurant orders, and believes that Roger Moore was the best 007. These are among the top 8 things mm-hmm. that make you a true gent. Megan Scully, broadcaster, is with me in studio as well. I mean, they're not the things I think of.
Do you know what? I think I'm a bit old school. I love that whole 007 Roger Moore. And I just do love that well-dressed. I'm trying to not describe my ex here now. That's what I'm trying to talk to. But look, I love someone that's really well-dressed, looks after themselves, but also treats me like a lady. Like we mentioned there earlier about holding doors and opening doors.
Yeah. And yeah, I do that for people. People get very annoyed about this.
They do.
You know, yep. People don't want doors held open for them. They can open their own door. I just think, like, regardless of your gender, I think it's just manners.
Absolutely.
If you're at the door first, that you hold the door open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or if someone's coming ahead of me and they've got, like, equipment or something in their hand, I'm like, please let me get the door. But you know what I love, and I love when it happens, is when they open the car door for me.
Ooh.
When they open the door to let me into the car.
Did they run around the front side of the car or the
like
back side of the car?
Well, yeah, like you get out of the
backseat. I just love when the door is opened for me.
Okay,
I just think that's
okay.
I find that real. For me, that's a real, like, real gentleman trait. When you're walking towards the car and they slip over to your side to open the door.
Yeah.
I know that's really old school, but something to me, I just find that really endearing.
Yeah.
What's your top thing that you would like to incorporate to your life, Luke, to make you a gentleman?
Well, to do so, I think a big thing that I would notice, certainly from talking to people, is when people remember your name.
Oh,
it's
amazing.
Just a simple thing, but it's very thoughtful. It's gentlemanlike as a man doing that. I think is a big one for me, and also being the first to say hello. Do you know, being comfortable enough to do that. Some people are a little bit more awkward potentially, and
there's confidence that comes with that, isn't there?
Without being overconfident, you know, some people, particularly nowadays when people, a lot of people have their eyes down scrolling away, but just to be able to come into a room and say hello.
For me, I think my top sort of true gentleman trait is handshaking. Somebody that shakes your hand.
I actually really
like that.
When
you meet somebody and they put their hand out and shake.
And it has to be somewhat of a firm handshake. My mom would have, you know, make sure you're not a wet fish shaking someone's hand. Oh, yes, mommy,
Or, do you know what I love as well? Is you know when they put their hand on the small of your back? They open a door for you
and
they kind of guide you?
That's not for me.
No, you've lost me there now.
Come on.
Yeah. That's up there with the word babe, right? That's the category I'm putting that into. Mark Fennell, life coach, is with me. With us on the line as well today. Mark, you too, I believe, are a true gent.
Oh, I'll take it.
Probably one of the nicer things, says she. I know you're called plenty of nice things, but what makes a gentleman for you, Mark?
Well, you know what? I think what it comes down to, and the confusion is sometimes people like the door open, and I know we talked about that before. It's about confidence, not dominance. And I think that's the difference. It's about a person who's confident enough to hold the door, know your name, shake your hand, you know, I notice on it, like, you know, knows how to cook scrambled eggs, but, you know, it knows how to look after themselves, but doesn't try and dominate the relationship or try and act chauvinistic. And I think that's a big difference between Roger Moore, and I love Roger Moore, but, you know, what's interesting with the James Bond is it was kind of a thing of some of them were more chauvinistic, others were more gentlemen, which I thought was quite interesting. But I do think, yeah, it comes down to that. It's a man that's sure of himself, because confidence is always attractive, male or female.
Yeah, it is.
Once it's not dominance. And I think that's certainly one of the things I would always hold high is, you know, if a man wants to be seen as a gentleman or even respected, even the workplace or anywhere, you know, have that level of confidence. And confidence doesn't mean arrogance, and it doesn't mean loudness. It just means that you're sure of yourself, because sometimes the most confident person in the room could be the quietest person. And then when they do speak, everyone listens, because they're not, you know, always talking, trying to fill the void. So I think confidence would definitely be up there for me.
Do you think for people listening today that are, you know, oh God, maybe I'd like to be a little bit more gentleman-like, are you born a gentleman, or is it are there traits you can adopt and learn over lifetime, Mark?
Well, from a social psychology perspective, there's a nurture nature. So a lot of it is learned from, you know, our upbringing and so forth. It is something we learn. It's not something we're born with. And we recognize in our caregivers how they interact and interplay with other people externally beyond the family. And that's where we actually learn it initially. But beyond that, then obviously with school and different places, we start to see what's right and what's wrong. But one of the things, and obviously with social media today, there's a complete message out there that's totally corrosive and corruptive. But what I would say is, yeah, it is something that's learned, but it's always something that can be learned, and it's always something that can be relearned. But the real key, because I remember being involved at a radio show many years ago, and it was all about, you know, sex and relationships. And I remember one of the key points was always first dates, what do we talk about and what do we do, and oh, what's too much and what's too little. And the biggest tool I would always tell people is this: if you show genuine interest in the other person, eye contact, handshake, or whatever it was, but just genuine interest, you're not just listening, you're hearing what they're saying, and you follow up with questions about what they just said, that can make you very, very attractive, statistics would show.
I would imagine, Luke, as well, and you mentioned your mom and this, like probably family life growing up too.
Absolutely. Yeah. My mother used to say to me, particularly as a teenager, a young man growing up, respect, awareness, and only as I got into my 20s and 30s, the penny dropped, do you know? And that's the reinforcement of I suppose, the people around you, your parents, the school environment and all, just reinforcing that. And now I realise what that means, you know, having the awareness to say hello, having the awareness, you know, when you're in an environment with other people, to be nice, to be kind, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Listener says, what makes a man a gent is the fact that he might give up his seat at mass for somebody else.
Oh.
Joe is wondering, he says, so women don't want the doors held open for them. Would they prefer if I slammed the door in front of them? Joe, you can hold the door open for me all day long. Listener says, I'm sorry, but being a gentleman is purely about behaviour towards others. Everybody, certainly not just towards women, especially not just towards women that you're interested in. I'm in my 50s and I've been called a gentleman since my teens.
Wow. And wow. Just thinking there, a huge factor as well. And of course, it is how you treat people, but how they treat hospitality staff, I always think, is really worth looking at.
That's a telltale one, isn't it?
That's a big one for me. And I do think, like, I know we're talking, I talked a lot about external factors and, you know, how they dress, but it is really how they treat you and how they make you feel. That's for me. If I want to be like feel like that I'm being looked after, and, you know, and I don't mean that in a brought out for dinner and drinks. It's like things like little things like holding the car door means so much to me, or maybe sometimes, you know, making me a cup of coffee. Or it's the little factors that I kind of go, that
they
to me.
They all add up.
Yeah.
Luke Thomas, 98, presenter and singer. Mark Fennell, I should say, as well, life coach with us on the line, and freelance broadcaster Megan Scully. Folks, thanks a million for joining us here today to discuss what it takes to become a true gentleman.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.